Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser are here with you on this Tuesday morning talking Titans. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5, The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our buddy Mike Herndon from PaulKuharski.com. Mike, good morning, buddy. How are we doing?
Doing great. How are you?
We're awesome, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, Titans 2-4, ugly performance in London against the Ravens. And now, Mike, the last 2 days on the show have basically been, Titans fans yelling and screaming about what they should do moving forward here. How active do you think the Titans should be by the time the deadline comes around? And how active do you think they will be in terms of maybe shopping some of their veteran players?
So I guess in my opinion, what I think they should do, I think they should absolutely be shopping some of the useful older veterans who are approaching the end of their contracts. Danico Autry to me is the kind of prime candidate. And look, I mean, you aren't going to be able to trade something that nobody wants. You're going to have to give up somebody who's a good football player to be able to get anything in return. They do need to replenish draft picks after, a few trades have kind of borrowed from this 2024 class upcoming. They only have 3 picks in the first 6 rounds. Currently, and this team is bereft of young stars on rookie contracts. So to me, moving a guy like Autry, maybe if there's not a plan to re-sign Tyrre Tart to whatever his market value or whatever he believes his market value to be this upcoming offseason, I could see him being a guy that makes sense to move to a contender. I think Derrick Henry is a little bit more tricky to move just because of fit. And his, status in the organization, what he means to the fan base, all that stuff. I do think that matters, even if, maybe from an objective point of view, maybe it shouldn't. To me, I would look to move a couple guys. Not a fire sale, nothing, anything that dramatic. But if you can find, a mid-round pick for Danico Autry or Tyrre Tart, I'd go ahead and grab that and start getting ready for, a team that needs a talent infusion, obviously, based on the performances so far this season.
Do you think they will?
Oh, gosh. I really don't think so based on, their recent history. It kind of feels to me like this whole offseason we talked about, well, should they start to make that transition to the next core? They've just refused to do so. They seem to have a steadfast belief. And if you listen to Mike Vrabel talk at the press conference yesterday, he doubled and tripled down on this idea that, hey, we're going to turn this thing around. And, we're not ready to call it a season by any means. So, obviously he's going to say that, but it felt to me like a team that was not ready to mail out the rest of the 2023 year. And I don't think they should tank or anything, but I think they should be smart about where they are and have enough self-awareness to say, this isn't it. We're not winning anything of importance this season. Maybe you could hang around in a poor AFC South for, another 10 weeks. But is that the prize worth pursuing at the cost of future assets? I don't think it is, but I don't know that they'll agree with me.
So, Mike, obviously Tannehill now dealing with a high ankle sprain. It's unlikely to me that he's going to play against Atlanta, but I guess we'll see. If he can't go, is there any reason why it shouldn't be Will Levis that starts at quarterback for the Titans in your mind? What do you make of where they're at with Willis and Levis potentially having to make that decision against the Falcons?
Yeah, to me it has to be Levis. Organizationally, the team told you in April when they selected Levis that they didn't have a lot of faith in Malik Willis being the guy moving forward. Otherwise, they don't trade up and make that pick. So unless things have dramatically changed, nothing that I've seen from Malik Willis personally makes me feel like a dramatic about face is warranted on what he is to this team long term. Yes, he's been better. And could he get better? Absolutely. And I don't think he was necessarily terrible in his relief performance against the Ravens, considering the situation he was thrust into, the players he was playing with, et cetera, et cetera. But to me, organizationally, you've said that you think Levis might be something worth building around because of the investment you made in him. And it's time to find out because, you know, you're coming to the end of your Tannehill contract at the end of the season. I don't think he'll probably be back. I don't think the team wants him to be back. That's why they keep taking these young quarterbacks. And you've got to make a decision on is Levis the guy that you're going to give, you know, 2024 to, or do you need to go back to the well again? Because, you know, there's a chance that this team ends up with a pretty high draft pick in a class that has a lot of promising quarterbacks by pretty much every draft analyst estimation. So, you'd hate to see him draft three quarterbacks in a row like that, but crazier things have been done. I mean, we saw the Cardinals move on from Josh Rosen after 1 year. We've seen short leashes for Trey Lance and Zach Wilson here in recent years, although Wilson obviously has been kind of pushed back into the starting role in New York. But, you know, I think you need to find out as much about what you have in Levis as you possibly can. And, you know, I don't think you can do that with him taking half of the scout team reps and you know, studying as a third-team quarterback all season. I think you got to find out if he can play so you can plan your franchise around him. I mean, because the quarterback position, you know, is just far too important to just go into next offseason having no idea what you've got in a guy that you invested a lot in this past offseason.
So I'm with you, Mike. So let's say it is Levis. Let's say he gets out there and he has an extended stretch of games here to play. Considering, one, the way fewer reps that he has right now banked compared to, let's say, like a Stroud or a Richardson, right, who were QB1 all through August and everything, and then also the limitations around him, what do you think is a fair way to evaluate or the fair expectations for his performance?
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't think – Levis is going to enter. I think the expectation should not be that he comes in and it's, can you take me higher, Will Levis? I don't think he can. I think Levis is going to be okay, you know, because he played in a pro-style system. I think he's got some experience, you know, seeing running the kind of concepts that the Titans have, you know, used here for several years. But I also, you know, don't expect him to just elevate this whole team. And I don't think people should ask him to come in and light things up like C.J. Stroud has done. I think what you would hope to see are flashes. You know, is he improving week by week? Is he flashing some arm talent? Is he flashing some playmaking ability, some decision-making that you like? And is there enough flashes between now and the end of the season to really be able to hang your hat on, all right, we have reason to believe that this is the guy, or at least has a reasonably good shot at being the guy moving forward.
Mike, last thing for you here. Are you surprised that the Titans are as bad as they've been to this point, or is this basically what you expected this team to be heading into this year?
I'm kind of kicking myself right now because all offseason, and I was – you know, called a Debbie Downer and, you know, was told that PK was rubbing off on me all offseason because I was down on this team throughout the offseason, and it was because of a lot of the issues that we're seeing right now. I didn't think the defense was quite as elite as what a lot of people seemed to believe that they were going to be. You know, I thought they were okay, but I didn't think that was a lockdown unit. They haven't been. And then the offensive line, you know, I talked about it all offseason that they were asking a bunch of guys who were backups in other roles to step in and be linchpin starters for this offense, and not just on the offensive line but elsewhere. You know, even Treylon Burks and Chig Okonkwo, that you're just, you know, expecting that they're going to make this second-year leap, which is not a guarantee. And we haven't seen second-year leaps from those guys. Andre Dillard's been a disaster coming over and taking on a starting role. And, you know, even Daniel Brunskill, who I think had mostly been solid, you know, up until this past game, showed you in this game against the Ravens why, you know, the 49ers went out and replaced him. Because he's a replacement-level guard. At the end of the day, I don't think he's anything more than that. So I think you've got a bad situation on the offensive line. And, frankly, I let the DeAndre Hopkins thing, which he's been great, which is the funny thing. He's been great. He's been everything the Titans could want him to be, and it hasn't moved the needle one bit. And that should just be a good reminder that outside of quarterbacks, you know, almost any individual player is just not going to be able to lift or you know, significantly change the outcome for a team. But yeah, I would say I'm not totally surprised that they're this bad, but I did allow myself to get swept up in the DeAndre Hopkins stuff, and I'm regretting that daily now.
Mike Herndon, our guest on Robbie and Rex Road. Mike, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Listen to Football Another F Word. Zach, friend of the show, told me he would kill me if I didn't get that in there.
Hey, there you go. Yeah. We love Zach here on the program. Well, appreciate it.
Yeah, he likes Creed, though, so that's a problem.
Well, it's not a problem at all. It's beautiful stuff. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Mike Herndon from PaulKarski.com, our guest on Robbie and Rex. We'll react to what Mike had to say. We'll also get to some news on the Ryan Tannehill front. All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.